Joining me today, the Grammy Award-winning worship leader and songwriter. He's been providing us with songs to sing in church and, of course, outside of church for over two decades now. An Englishman in California, it's Matt Redman. Hey, Matt, good to connect with you.
Hey, how are you? It's so lovely to connect with you.
From the 10th to the 13th of September, you're going to be in South Africa. We cannot wait. Matt, your decision to return to South Africa, who twisted your arm?
I've had a few invites over the years, and some of them haven't worked out. And then suddenly this one did. And I was so excited to get back. It's been a while now. I mean, years back, I came quite a bit over there, and, I've actually really missed it. So it's going to be wonderful to be in Cape Town or Pretoria. We've got some worship nights, and then we have some worship training dates as well for these kind of worship and theology things we do. They're called Worth. It'll be in the daytimes. Yeah, so 10th to 13th of September. Can't wait to get back. It's been a long time.
So, Matt, before we chat about all the South Africa details, you've been writing worship songs for a long time. I want to take you right back. What was the very first song, worship song, that you wrote?
It was called There's the Sound of Singing, and we were leading a youth conference, and we needed some new songs, and so we decided to write some. So I did that, and I don't think I've led that for a few decades, but that was what it was called.
Before we talk about all the shows coming up in Cape Town and Pretoria, and to all of our listeners, I'll share those details again in the moment. You mentioned in the beginning you'll be running those Worth events in both cities, in Cape Town as well as in Pretoria. Tell us exactly what are those Worth events about?
Yeah, so the actual word Worth, we're taking the W-O-R from worship and the T-H from theology, so spelling Worth. And so that's what the days are. They're about worship and theology. They're about just thinking like, how can we make sure that we're portraying and conveying God as beautifully and biblically and powerfully as possible in our songs and services? I think sometimes we can think so much about the sound and the arrangements and the production and all that stuff, and that's good. But I think really there's something more important than that, and it's thinking about actually presenting our God in the most true way that we can. And so that's what these days are about. You know, I usually bring in a theologian, and then I speak myself, and the way we describe it is coming back to the heart and the mind of worship. So yeah, coming back to the heart of worship, that's absolutely, but coming back to the mind too, like, let's make sure that we're really thinking about how we talk about God in our songs. And I've realized over the years that as a worship leader, I don't think my main job is to help people to sing. I think my main job is to help people to see. And so that's kind of quite a big entrustment, right, of worship leaders, to say, you know, you are helping how people form their view of God. You know, that's kind of a sacred activity to get involved with. And so it's really important that we give it some attention. So that's what these days will be about. Yeah, we've got one on the 11th September, Common Ground Church in Rondebosch. And then when we're in Pretoria, we're at 3CI Church the 13th of September. There, I'd love people to come to those.
Who would benefit most from attending those Worth events? It seems logical to say worship leaders, but who else would really get some good stuff out of being there with you?
It's actually, honestly, anyone with a heart for worship. Anyone really has a heart to see God glorified in song in a really healthy way. You'd be so welcome to come. We're gonna worship together through music. We're gonna talk about some of these big themes. And we're gonna kind of sharpen each other on these days. I'd love people to come. If you have a burning heart for worship, you'd feel right at home in the Worth days as well as the worship nights.
And Alan Frau making a return to South Africa. I can see from his comments on the socials, he's pretty excited to be back in South Africa.
Yeah, he's a good one. He gets there back there a bit more than me, but he's brilliant. I can't wait to have him input into those Worth days. You know, he's a pastor, obviously started his journey in South Africa, living in California, Yeah, he brings a lot to the table, so I can't wait to have him part of those Worth days. I think worship's kind of his special subject. So he used to be in a worship team. Some people will even remember, I'm sure, called the God Sessions. Alan was a worship leader from Durban. We've done a bit of life together. Can't wait to have him inputting into these Worth days.
I want to stick just with Worth for a moment longer, if you don't mind, Matt. I've been enjoying the Worth podcast that you've been doing. You had John Guerra recently. I know you had Mark Ellen Schoolmeesters and Charity Gale recently. And the kind of conversations that you're having are so incredible. So give us a bit of an insight, if you don't mind. Who's next in the podcast studio with you for the Worth podcast?
Yeah, we've got a couple of songwriting specials coming up. Some writers joining for that. One guy, Mitch Wong, who he's part of that new Elevation song. Well, quite new, Trust in God and then Goodbye Yesterday. We've got Cody Carnes coming in. Obviously, he's known for songs like Christ Be Magnified, Firm Foundation. So I'm looking forward to those songwriting specials. Jason Ingram will join as well. He's on so many songs. He's a writer on Great Up, Are You Lord, Holy Forever, Goodness of God. So we've got some brilliant songwriters who'll be sharing some wisdom, and then some other worship leaders. Actually, got a friend of mine is a worship leader in Delhi, India. It's called Akshay Matthews. We've got a hymn writer from the Keith Getty kind of stable of hymns, called a guy called Matt Papa. We've got City of Light. They're kind of in the same stable. So yeah, I love talking to all sorts of different worship leaders and songwriters on these podcast episodes. So I'm glad you've been joining them. Hopefully you'll keep enjoying them. We are on the beginning of October, I have a new album out, and we actually have recorded a podcast special about that too. So yeah, hopefully you enjoy the upcoming episodes.
Oh man, that sounds so exciting. Matt, so we've spoken about coming to Cape Town 10 and 11 September for a performance at Missie O'Day in Cape Town, 12th and 13th of September, live in Pretoria at 3CI. So, what can we expect at the venues when you're up on the stage? Can you give us a bit of a glimpse? Maybe you already know the set list?
I'll be bringing my band with me. I've got a fantastic team, and I think we have this beautiful flow in these worship nights. But one song I know what we're doing is "Let Me See Jesus." We've kind of called the tour nights "Let Me See Jesus," and that's a song that's been important for us in this last little season. For the same reason I said about earlier, because so much of this is about seeing and not singing. You know, so much of it is about beholding. You know, in scripture, I think it's roughly around 1300 times it says behold, and it's a big part of the life of faith, and it's a big part of worship. So I guess that's a prayer for the evening. Let us see Jesus. You know, let us behold him, let us encounter him, because when we do, a whole lot changes. And so that might be one of the newer songs we sing. One of the older ones would be Heart of Worship. I love singing those two songs together. I think they have the kind of same tone to them. So yeah, looking forward to bringing some new songs to the mix, but also bringing back a few of the older ones that I was probably even leading there 20 years ago when I came over.
This is very exciting, Matt. It's not often I get to chat to Matt Redman, so I'm going to just ask you this. When it comes to worship in our churches, are we on the right track? Are we doing it right? Is there a way we could do it better? I'm not even sure how to ask you this, but are we doing it correctly in terms of worshiping God in spirit and in truth when we're in our churches on a Sunday morning? I mean, what are you seeing from the outside in?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think it's an important one, because the thing about worship is God has actually described and prescribed how he wants it to happen. You know, it's not like we get to make it up. You know, we don't get to, oh, well, I want to do it like this. Or, you know, scripture is very clear about what kind of thing is going to please the heart of God, how he wants to be conveyed, how he wants to be approached. You know, it says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 10, it says, find out what pleases the Lord. And that's a really key question when it comes to our congregational worship. Find out what pleases the Lord. What is it? What kind of approach, what kind of offering are actually going to be meaningful to the heart of God? And so that's a really important question that you asked. You know, are we doing it right? Well, let's find ways to measure it against scripture. That's what we do on these Worth days. If people come, I'm going to be trying to teach people how you can measure your services, your songs against scripture, just to check, you're doing. And here's one little observation is is that we've been sometimes trying so hard to get our worship into the world, but unfortunately, some of the world's got into our worship. You know, they say it's not the ship in the sea that sinks the ship, because the ship's meant to be in the sea. That's what it's made for. Worship's meant to be in the world, but the world's not meant to be in worship. You know, and the problem is when the sea gets into the ship. You know, that's when you have problems. And you know, we have to take a look at that. Have some elements of how music is done in the world seeped into our worship? Has something about stages and lights, have we lost the true heart of worship sometimes? You know, is there a way can we adjust and make sure that we're on track, and that our worship, our congregational worship, is something that's going to please the Lord, you know? So that definitely will be a theme during these nights, during these worth days. It's not the ship in the sea that sinks the ship. It's the sea of the ship. Let's make sure that our worship stays, you know, as sacred and as beautiful and powerful and biblical as we can.
Now, before you go, I just have to ask you one more thing. Do you have an artist that you're really enjoying at the moment? One of the artists, maybe, that you're currently streaming?
I mean, lots of different types of stuff. You know, I've really enjoyed meeting some Nigerian worship leaders recently, a guy called Falabi Newell, a guy called K Strings, a guy who's living in England, but he's Nigerian as well. He's called Out Music. And those three guys absolutely love what they are bringing. I've got to work with a couple of those guys and really, really enjoyed that. So that's definitely, they're definitely up there in terms of stuff that I'm listening to. We made a record called Gather Worship for an event called Gather 25, and that was wonderful being part of that. And I, you know, just so many great people on it. Chris Tomlin's on it, Tasha Cobbs Leonard, Elevation Rhythm. We have a Kenyan gospel choir. We've got Martin Smith on there. We got Sin Arch. I've been listening to that record. We've put a lot of time and energy into it, and it came together so well. I'd love people to check that out too.
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually listening to that, and even one of the other collaborations you did with the Image in Spanish. I mean, I enjoyed that as well. Not that I knew what they were singing about, but I had an idea, and I loved it either way. So loving that,
Fantastic.
Matt, thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. Can't wait to see you live. 10th and 11th of September live at Missio Dei in Cape Town. 12th and 13th September live at 3CI in Pretoria. And don't forget those Worth Days on the 11th of September at Common Ground in Rondebosch, and as well as at The Cube. That's the Overflow at 3CI in Pretoria on the 13th of September. So much to look forward to. You are going to have a busy time here, Matt, you and Alan. But we look forward to having you, and we cannot wait.
Oh, we have a great time. Can't wait to see everyone. And yeah, thanks so much. Really enjoyed the chat today.